865-6060 or visit cgcwater.com.
Shava Furniture Store is open on the South Side, and furniture buying was never so easy. Shava Furniture Store, 3917 South Side Boulevard, is open 7 days a week with up to 50% off furniture for every room in the house. Don't pay double. Shop Shava for living room, dining room, and bedroom furniture. Shava Furniture Store will even deliver and take away your old furniture. Same day delivery available. Shava Furniture Store with grand opening prices. 3917 South Side Boulevard, phone 904-379-3799.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
On the Buckman Bridge heading into Orange Park, look out for a broken down car on the right. On I-10 going east at Cassett Avenue, another car with engine trouble. And to 295 North, just before Pritchard Road, another car's conked out, causing backup. There's a chance of a pop-up thunderstorm by the afternoon. We'll see a high of 89 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, and overnight the low will be 76.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need, oh, you know where I'll be right here. Right here, and when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend, the Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And for those of you who have been joining the show year after year, welcome back. I've been waiting for you. And I'm also waiting for those of you who have just stumbled upon the show. I love hearing that. Most people just stumble upon the show. And so I'm excited no matter what that you are here. We've been waiting for you, and I'm excited because I want to share what the purpose of the show is about. It is about creating a new way of seeing a new truth. And so it's my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening as well as my viewing friends, will feel empowered to live the life of your dreams while you're embracing a new truth. And speaking about a new truth, I'm really excited because we're going to be giving a book away today that is coming out today, exactly today. So you will be the first ones that have an opportunity to win this book. So I have a question for you before I get started. I want to ask you, even in a room full of people, do you feel lonely? Is there a need in you that you feel that you must remain in your comfort zone? Is that comfort zone keeping you from the life that you want to live? So let's talk about how we're more together, because the name of this book is called More Together Than Alone, and how important it is that we join each other in whatever is happening in life. So let me give you this statistic that I've shared with you on the show before, but studies have shown that loneliness can increase your mortality rate by 45%. 45%! That's more than alcoholism, that's more than obesity, that's more than smoking, pollution. 45% has to do with loneliness. And so here we have an opportunity to learn a new truth and grow with wonderful. I'll give you a little bit about him in a little bit, but there's a book called More Together Than Alone, Discovering the Power and the Spirit of Community in Our Lives and in the World. And so let me share a little bit about Mark Nepo before I tell you about the book. Mark Nepo has moved and inspired readers and seekers all over the world with his number one New York bestseller, called The Awakened Book of the Awakenings. He's beloved by so many. He's considered a poet, a teacher, a storyteller, and he's been called one of the finest spiritual guides of our time. And you have the privilege, we have the privilege to learn and grow with him. And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am honored that Mark Nepo is on the show today, the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. So welcome, Mark, today on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show.
Thank you. It's great to be with you. And I'm excited because today is the publication day of the book. And after, as you know, it's taken me 13 years to retrieve this book. And I'd like to say retrieve more than author, because it's kind of listening. Writing is often more about listening and taking notes than creating something out of nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you have lots of history in this book. There's lots of history with everything that you've done. And I mean, tell us a little bit about your background and where your spirit kind of joined your mind and your body to create the works, the books that you've written, the poems, the everything that you've done.
Yeah. Thank you. So, you know, well, I'm 67 and, you know, when I met people my age when I was younger, I thought they were really old. Doesn't seem so old right now.
No, you just get old one day at a time, right?
But, you know, before at a very early age, before I had any language for spirit or poetry or writing or any of that, you know, the world and God, the universe, whatever name you want to give to what's larger than us, always spoke to me through metaphor. Even as a little boy, I felt like, you know, the wind through the trees was saying, watch, what am I showing you? What is this? Look what this pattern is. What is that like? And so, but as I started to write and grow and, you know, and went to school, have a doctorate in English and in poetry, and hoped that I would, you know, if I worked hard enough, maybe I would become a good teacher and maybe write one or two poems that might be great even. And then in my mid-30s, you know, I was stricken with a rare form of lymphoma and almost died. And over a 3-year period, went through all kinds of things. And that, you know, changed everything. Mm-hmm. And let me say right from the start, too, that while for me, cancer opened me or dropped me into the depth of life, it doesn't have to be catastrophic. We can be dropped into the depth of life by wonder, joy, by surprise, by being loved for the first time completely. But that's just what the catalyst was for me. And so, you know, one of the things that changed dramatically and affected all of my work was that...
And why don't you hold that thought? Hold that thought. And we're going to continue our conversation when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
Right here waiting for you.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their healthcare? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us, they pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3 The Biz cares about you.
When you or a family member is in trouble with the law, it affects the entire family. At times like these, we need an advocate that will listen and guide us. Let me introduce you to Jacksonville criminal defense attorney, Kate Messick. Big or small, your case is her priority, and she will treat you like family. To learn more, call 904-619-2510. That's 904-619-2510 or MESICLaw.com. Office, Jacksonville.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn from one another. And today's teacher is Mark Nepo. Mark Nepo is no stranger to being on the air. He has been all over, and including one of my favorite superheroes who should wear a cape every day is Oprah Winfrey. I grew up with Oprah Winfrey. She taught me. She was a great teacher for me. And I learned from her that it doesn't matter what age you are, you're always a student. And when I started the show, I never, ever dreamt that this would be, that I would learn from such wonderful people such as you. So thank you, Mark.
You're welcome.
Being willing to come on the show today. Also, I want to encourage you that if you want to be the seventh caller or texter, 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. We'll win a copy. I don't have the book in front of show it to us, Mark.
Sure.
Mark, book is called More Together Than Alone. More Together Than Alone. It's discovering the power and spirit of community in our lives and in the world. So, Mark, share a little bit. You started talking about, and during the break, yeah, for those of you who want extra pearls today, you've got to go to whenyouneedafriend.com and click on his video when we're done here. So, share a little bit about your story.
Yeah, so in my mid-30s, as we were talking, when I was stricken with cancer and still, I was blessed to have people from all, I was raised Jewish, and I have a very deep Jewish cultural heritage, but I'm a student of all paths. And that comes directly out of my cancer journey, because I was blessed to have people from all walks of life and traditions, including atheists and scientists, and offer some kind of help to me. And so when I'm still blessed to be here, I was not and am still not all these years later wise enough to know what worked and what didn't. And so I feel like I was challenged to believe in everything. And so that was 30 years ago. And all of my work ever since and all my teaching, I have been devoted to revealing the common center of all paths and the unique gifts of each. And as a teacher, to help introduce people to their own wisdom and their own gifts. And it was during my cancer journey that I think I was first introduced in a very raw and powerful way to the notion of community, and that we're more together than alone. Because, you know, I found myself, and anyone listening who's been in a life-threatening situation will immediately recognize this. All of a sudden, I'm in a waiting room. And, you know, some of the people I was closest to in my life at that time, I don't even know their last names or what they did. But you know, we forget all the etiquette and conventions of how to get to know someone. All of a sudden, you're in a waiting room, and the person next to you, who's a stranger, and you say, "Hey, how you doing?" "Oh, I'm afraid." "Me too." And all of a sudden, you're on the inside together. Yes. And you're more together than alone. And so, you know, years after that, being well, and I was drawn to think about, I wanted to collect stories across and throughout history of moments when we worked well together. Mm-hmm. Not interested in any social theories or anthropological designs, or, you know, I just wanted to collect stories and the lessons from them, because that's a lineage. Mm-hmm. And so after 13 years, and this book was different than any of my other, this is my 20th book, which I never thought I'd say.
Wow, yes.
I never thought I, you know, I, again, being just blessed to be here. If you would have asked me 10 years ago what my dreams were, this is beyond anything I could have dreamt. And so, you know, working on this little by little, and here we are in the time that we're in globally, and we're at a time when there's a lot of discord and fear, and even violence is in the forefront. And so things always throughout history in the human journey, things are always coming together and falling apart at the same time. Mm-hmm. So we don't need a good news station. We need a whole WHOLE station, because we need the balance is where resilience and health comes from. So, you know, in a body, a body's considered healthy even if there's one more healthy cell than toxic cell. And so if you look at humanity as a global body, we have a healthy time or a toxic time, depending on if there's one more healthy soul than not. And so that's why all these stories are important. That's why it's important. And I think also this lineage I've discovered of care and interdependence, where the whole is greater than the sum of the parts, it's quieter. See, one of the things that I have discovered, I think, that is a liability, if you will, of our modern age, is that we have become addicted to the noise of things falling apart. Mm. And things, when they fall apart, make a lot of noise. Things crash, they break, they boom, you know. But we have gotten hooked on it. And things, when they come together, are quieter. And so we miss them. And this is why, if you look, you know, it's, when I grew up, Weather Report was called the Weather Report. Now it's called Storm Watch.
You're absolutely right. You know what? I've learned leads, it leads. And when you take a show like mine, if it weren't for my listeners, for my sponsors, and the generosity of the willingness for some stations to broadcast this information, I focus on what we have in common. I focus on health. I focus on, you know, living the life of our dreams. So I'm not going to be focusing on sports or politics. I don't do sports. I don't do politics. I do, like you said, whole life. I do life responsible living. And the reason why I do that is because after 9/11, I could not turn on the television anymore, because we repeat this over and over, and our body doesn't know it's not happening again. We think it's happening again and again and again. And so that was probably the best thing I did. And so when I listen to the news, I get it like in little pieces and little chunks. But here's the thing. I wanted to go back because you had said something of when you were in that room, you were in the waiting room, But isn't that where we're all in this waiting room, just waiting for someone else to do it. And so if we take on this, I just wrote an article called I Am the Solution. I am the solution. If I look at whatever is going on in humanity as I am the solution and you are the solution too, can you imagine what this world would be like?
Well, I think that a lot has to do with, you know, our compassion and how our heart is broken open. And through love and great suffering, we are open to discover that we're more together than alone. Yeah. And that we're each other's teachers. You know, there's a great story, the German philosopher Nietzsche. And, you know, I discovered this, and there's always a story behind the story. So, you know, he wrote brilliantly and wrote very much in the beginning of his life about willfulness and how we could bend destiny. And then he had this incident that changed everything for him. And then all of a sudden he was writing more about the kinds of things we're talking about. One of his quotes after this shift, which I love, is he says, "I want to see what is necessary as beautiful so I can be one of those who makes things beautiful." Mm. And so that was such a powerful quote. I was led to look into his life more. And so when he was 44, he was in Turin, Italy. And all of a sudden, for all of his thinking and writing, which was brilliant, there he is. And outside the hotel window in the piazza, a man is whipping a horse. Mm. And all of a sudden it cracked him, and he ran down into the square, and he yelled at the man to stop. And the man said, "Hey, you know, this is my horse. Who are you? I'll do what I want." And then Nietzsche stepped between the whip and the whipped, and he threw his arms around the neck of the horse. And he was never the same. And he was never the same. And I think that moment was the poem of his life. And that all of his inquiry and all of his writing led him to that moment. And all of us are led to a moment when we are asked, are we going to watch life or are we going to live life?
And these moments that happened to us, and we were talking about, you know, it didn't happen to us, it happened for us. And if we stop looking at life as a victim and more as a curious student, wouldn't you think that we would react differently to whatever situation is in front of us?
Well, I do think so. And let me also add that I'm a firm believer from my own experience that it doesn't mean that we bypass the human experience or the human journey, that the life of our feelings and our very both resilient and frail humanity is the way in which we find that deeper strength and that deeper where we suddenly feel that we're stronger than we thought we could be. So I find it's not from bypassing our humanity, but through our humanity that we discover that we are each other. But let me talk about, I want to give a context for this book and for the time we're in. And, you know, here we are, and I can react to all the things that are happening in our country and the world personally. As a, you know, like I said, I'm of a Jewish tradition. I have grandparents who came over to this country, great grandparents. And I have family members who died in the Holocaust. So, you know, all of a sudden we have, we're at a period in our our contemporary world where all of a sudden, you know, Charlottesville during the last year, and there are Nazis in the streets of America. I never thought I would ever be there. So on the one level, I'm like, how do I deal with that being the particular person I am? And then I also try to think about, well, the history of these swells and dips in humanity throughout time. And as I think more about that, it led me to a chapter in here called The Two Tribes.
Yes.
And so I think that that so much comes down to the enactment, which we were a little bit talking about. Every day we're asked to whether we act out of love and lean into life or out of fear and lean away. And so it led me to imagine. So imagine the first time that two human beings back in cave times, the first time one human being ran into another. They actually didn't know that there was anybody else before this moment. So one person outside the cave comes along and then sees someone in the cave, and they both look at each other. Oh, my God, who are you? And the man, the one in the cave, looks at him and says, "You're different. Go away." And I think that was the beginning of the go away tribe. And depending on the level of fear that we have, that go away tribe. So then throughout periods of history, we, if you're fearful enough, you say, well, I can't trust you're going to go away. So I'm going to put you where I can watch you. I'm going to put you in a ghetto camp or a detention center or a refugee camp. And in the worst periods of history, the fear gets so great that we say, oh, I can't even trust that you are going to go away. We're going to make you go away. So we're going to kill you. And when we come back, I'll talk about the other tribe.
So here we are, seventh caller or texter. The book is called More Together Than Alone. And that is, someone's got to make that first step sometimes. Someone has to reach out and say, I'm so sorry you're going through this, but you're not alone. We are together and we are stronger than ever. And we're going to continue our conversation. Seventh caller or texter, 407-373-5959. And we're going to continue our conversation with Mark Nepo when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
FM 100.3, W262 AG Jacksonville, AM 1600, WZNZ Atlantic Beach Jacksonville. Talk 100.3 FM.
Russia's Vladimir Putin about Moscow's meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Putin denies any interference in the election, but U.S. intelligence has found otherwise. Writing on Twitter, President Trump says that the U.S. and Russia, as two of the world's major nuclear powers, must get along. And he says a productive U.S.-Russia dialogue is good for the entire world. Sightseeing outfits in Hawaii will follow the Coast Guard's revised policy. They'll stay farther away from the erupting Kilauea volcano. This after an explosion sent molten rock crashing through the roof of a tour boat, injuring dozens of people. More details at srnnews.com.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
With over 20 years in business and over 20 million blinds sold, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Need some inspiration? Go to Blinds.com to see tons of customer photos. And right now, you save up to 40%. Plus, take an additional 5% off site-wide when you use promo code SHUTTERS. That's 40%. Plus, take an additional 5% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, promo code SHUTTERS. Rules and restrictions apply.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
On 295 North at Phillips Highway, look out for an accident. 295 North at Atlantic Boulevard, another wreck blocks the left lane. And if you're at 295 North on the south end of town, right near I-95, we have a report of a broken down car. There's a chance of a pop-up thunderstorm by the afternoon. We'll see a high of 89 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, and overnight the low will be 76.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you're interested in buying a fine quality diamond, but might start with a smaller diamond and then over time grow that to a larger size diamond, at Underwoods we have a way to do that, and we've been doing it for more than 50 years. We call it Grow a Diamond, and here's how it works. When a customer buys an Underwood engagement ring, solitaire diamond pendant, or a pair of ear studs, we guarantee they get the price they paid for it on the purchase of any bigger diamond. Now, a lot of stores would say, big deal, we do that too, but here's the Underwood difference. We guarantee you get what you paid when you trade in your Underwood diamond, even if you're only trading up by $1. It's not that you have to trade up 2 for 1 like most jewelers ask. We've done this with thousands of customers through the years, so if you're interested in growing a diamond, come by and see us at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops at Pontevedra.
Black Friday Outlet has Black Friday closeout deals every day. High-quality furniture is always up to 80% off. And if it's not the cheapest in town, it's free. Current and past military get extra discounts. 100-day same as cash. Delivery available. They'll even take away your old furniture. High-quality furniture, bedding, and rugs at Black Friday Outlet. 1187 Lane Avenue South. If they don't have it, they can get it.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where you can hear us worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. I'm your host, Lillian McDermott, and it is my goal that we learn something new every day, that we learn from the people that are in front of us. Instead of focusing on our differences, let's focus on our similarities. And I promise you that people will teach you how to be or how not to be. But either way, you will learn a wonderful lesson. So go through life with childlike wonder and learn from the people, because every person that's in front of you is a gift and a lesson. And so it's our job to discover what that gift and lesson is all about. And so I want to encourage you to continue this conversation when we're off the air. Go to whenyouneedafriend.com, where this is where we focus on taking 100% responsibility for living the life of our dreams. So I want to encourage you to go to whenyouneedafriend.com. While you're there, do it now, because if you say you're going to do it later, you don't do it later. Just do it now. Pull over if you're driving. Go to whenyouneedafriend.com, subscribe, and while you're there, check out all the social media. Like me on my social media, because you can click. There's also YouTube. And I'm telling you right now, an hour show could never do the justice for the guests that I have with me. So this is a way that we can add to the conversation. And you can go to whenyouneedafriend.com, click on YouTube, and subscribe there too. Because when you do that, the show is sent right to your emails, so your tablets and your phone. So feel free to do that. While you're there, check out my sponsors, because without my sponsors, this show would not happen. So make sure that you check out the sponsors and figure out ways that you can support them the way they're supporting the show. Well, this is where we take 100% responsibility in every aspect of our life. And the good news is that if you created your life the way it is today, you have the power to uncreate it. So I want to encourage you to continue this conversation and share this information with your friends and family and encourage them to listen as well. Now, today we're giving away a book. Mark, why don't you hold it up so that people that are watching us later on YouTube, it's called More Together Than Alone. You're getting this copy. It's published today, and I'm so excited. The seventh caller or texter, 407-373-5959. It's More Together Than Alone, discovering the power and spirit of community in our lives and in the world. Thank you, Mark, for writing this book. It's a story. It's a bunch of different stories of how community has come together in disaster. But isn't that, when we have our trials, can't that be our defining moment? Instead of, oh, this is what crushed me, we can say, this is what elevated me. And then all of a sudden, this crushing attitude that we have, this defeat attitude that we have, turns into, wow, what am I going to learn about this? What are the gifts? What are the lessons? And so you have written a whole entire book about this. So thank you so much for doing this.
Oh, well, you're welcome. You're welcome. So let me return. I mean, let me just say something about what you just said and return to finish out. We talked before the break about the two tribes in history. But, you know, what you were just referring to is, I think one of the things I've discovered through my life and through all the research on all these stories throughout history is that often when we work for what we want, it's really an apprenticeship for when we get to work with what we're given.
Yes.
Because our greatness often resides in working with what we're given. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't want things or work toward things, but often our unforeseen, what awaits us in the path is where our gifts show themselves. So let me return to that. So as I was mentioning earlier,
thank you for sharing that.
We were imagining that in the earliest times when the first two people realized there was another, and, you know, one person at the mouth of the cave and one person in the cave. And we were talking about the go away tribe, that the first person in the cave to see someone different said, oh, you're different, go away. Mm-hmm. And depending on the level of fear, that leads all the way not only to exiling people, but it's also the horrible seed for genocide. I can't trust that you'll ever go away, so I have to make you go away.
Yes.
But let's go to the other side. The person at the mouth of the cave seed saw someone different and said, oh, you're different, come teach me. And I think this was the beginning of the come teach me tribe. And the same thing is that depending on how much that was able to blossom, and, you know, Plato was also of the come teach me tribe when he said that we're all born whole, whole, but we need each other to be complete. And in all the different spiritual traditions speak about this, how we're, you know, that where two or more are gathered, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. In the Jewish tradition, God is considered an indwelling presence, only manifest through relationship. so that it's there the same way a tree is in a seed, but unless that seed is watered, it doesn't break ground. And it was believed, still is in the Jewish tradition, and each tradition speaks about it differently, that God is dormant in you and me until we're in relationship. Then we discover that we're more together than alone. So the catch here is that we all belong to both tribes. Mm-hmm. And depending on the, you know, and I'm explaining it to you today, but tomorrow if I wake up for some reason in a fearful place, all of a sudden I've switched tribes and now I need you to help remind me. So, you know, we have a responsibility not to judge each other, but to help each other return to who we are, to our true nature. And so so right now, when we look at where we are in the world, it's not really clear right now which way this is going.
Yeah.
Certainly have been periods in history, if you look, when we have pushed each other away or when we've pulled each other toward to come together. Mm-hmm. And because, as I mentioned earlier, we're addicted to the noise of things falling apart, right now there is a predominance or a very loud effect of the go-away tribe, of the fear-based tribe. But it's unclear yet which way this is going, you know. And so one thing to I offer as an example that we can hold today is in the Middle Ages in Europe, which were considered the Dark Ages, not in the rest of the world. In the rest of the world, it was actually enlightened time. But we learn in school that it was the Dark Ages. Well, only in Europe. But in Europe, for 200 years or so, only 10% of the population of Europe was literate.
Really?
And that 10% kept literacy alive for over 200 years.
Wow.
It would have just died out. How important? Let's think of that. Think how important. And if on the age of a dark period or swing in our modern world, then it's incumbent on us to keep the literacy of the heart alive. So everything, every conversation like we're having now matters more than ever, because in addition to every way that each person is called to be active, take action, legislate, participate, protest, whatever you're called to, in addition to that, every time we do our own inner work authentically, we are strengthening the immune system of humanity.
Yes.
And so it's not just navel gazing. It's not just self-centered work. When we are being authentic with our lives and understanding who we are at our core, then we realize that, oh yeah, when I reach far enough into me, I find you. And when you reach far enough into you, you find me. Mm-hmm. And then we are more together than alone. And then we have a chance to have one more healthy cell in the global body than toxic.
I love that. I love that visual. I love where you're going with this. You know, and I had shared with you off the air that, you know, sometimes we enter into conversations with the go away tribe and the come teach me tribe. And you have these two different tribes that if we both look at what we have in common, we would eliminate so much. Because if you take the go away tribe and we focus on perhaps maybe they want you to go away because of fear, and then you have the come teach me tribe and they're focusing on love, each one of them has a bit of fear in them and each one of them has a bit of love in them. And so commonality.
Yeah. And the thing I think that's so humbling and important is that we are they. There is no they.
That's right.
No matter how frightened, no matter how frustrated any of us from any position might be when we turn on the news, we are they. We have created this together and we can solve it together.
Yes, absolutely. That is absolutely 100% factual that we are all one and that what happens to you happens to me. And until you cut yourself and I start bleeding, people won't get that. If you cut yourself and I feel your pain, I would think that we would be very gentle with one another because until somebody gets that, that we are all bleeding for each other, but nobody's stopping the bleeding, that it's going to continue. So we are one. And I want to make sure that we all focus on that today and all every day. I want to encourage you to be the seventh caller or texter, 407-373-5959. The book is called More Together Than Alone. If you've ever, ever, ever needed to have this conversation in your head about the importance of being one, here's the day that you get to learn about our past so we don't repeat the past. We can change it and grow with it. 407-373-5959, seventh caller or texter. And we're going to continue our conversation with Mark Thiepel when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter who listens to radio, only 150 million, 150 million people. That's all.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you.
Have you been injured on the job and don't know what to do? Attorney Terry Bird in Jacksonville, Florida, will explain your benefits under the workers' compensation laws. He has helped clients for over 28 years, and there are no costs or fees unless a recovery is made. Call Terry to learn more, 904-731-0990. That's 904-731-0990 or at lawbyrd.com.
What if you could have whatever you desired with a simple thought? Wishful thinking? Science has proven that thoughts can change our reality. Join the movement and be part of an interactive virtual community that helps you take control of your life through the power of intentions. Learn to create the life you desire, one intention at a time. Sign up today for your free account and start creating.
Hi, I'm Tim Ray, founder of the United Intentions Foundation. If you'd like to learn more about creating, tracking, and managing.org.
Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us, they pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. And today's teacher is Mark Nepo. Mark Nepo is, for those of you who don't know who Mark Nepo is, if you Google him, you'll know that he's been up to some good stuff. He has been, again, we haven't even talked about Oprah Winfrey. I'll talk to you later about Oprah Winfrey because she's like my hero. But I want you to know that Mark has helped heal many people through his work, because, you know, you cannot receive the wonderful information that he has, when you're close to it, when you're part of the go away tribe, as he was talking about earlier, it doesn't matter how much beauty and how much power and how much information, the go away tribe says, I don't need it. I'm good the way I am. I don't need you. I don't need anybody. I'm good the way I am. But the come learn or come teach me tribe. I love that come teach me tribe, Mark. This is what this show is about, is about being part of the come teach me tribe. So I want to encourage you to be the seventh caller or texter to get one of Mark's latest book that comes out today, Mark Nepo. Call 407-373-5959. So Mark, we were talking off the air about, you know, the steps that we can take. And you had suggested, you know, you can't tell people what steps to take because everyone is different. Everyone is different, but we are all the same. We're all the same. And so with that in mind, you had talked about earlier that until we are in relationship, that's when that community, that's when that creator, that spirit comes alive. And that's, I'm just paraphrasing.
Which yeah. So there's, you know, there's a natural metaphor here that's very helpful. The okay. lesson from the aspen trees, the aspen grove. Now, the difference between aspen trees and other trees is that the aspen tree above ground and an aspen grove can be hundreds of square miles, you know, in the Southwest and, you know, outside of, Santa Fe, there's an aspen grove, which I visited, which is just remarkable. So the aspen trees, like above ground, you look, they're all separate trees. But what makes them so unique is that underground, they all share one common root system. Mm. They don't have individual roots. So this is a great metaphor for community because we are, in fact, individuals. We live our lives like those trees above ground in the world. We are different and there's distance between us, but underground, under the physical existence realm, we have one root system. This is why when I go in far enough into my center and go deep enough authentically, my roots tangle with your roots. And this is also why we need to care about each other, because if you're sick, I can't just disregard that because you're affecting our common root system. Mm-hmm. We have to care for our roots. And if I'm well, and I care for myself as well as you, it can restore our root system. So let me talk for a minute, because I want to also move into again about the time we're in. Mm-hmm. It's very troubling. And I've been reflecting a lot on, and I talk about it in the book in one part, how to hold, you know, there's something that's happening. I'm talking about all the mass shootings.
Sure.
So, you know, they happen worldwide, but there's an epidemic of these shootings in America. Mm-hmm. So why the difference? What's going on? Well, we know the whole gun debate. And again, I go to a metaphor from the body that's helping me understand this. So we all know that an aneurysm is a cell that's a weak cell that when the body is pressurized, when there's high blood pressure, when there's stress, you know, that cell explodes. And usually it leads to a stroke. Well, again, if we look at our society as a body. So, yes, these people who are doing these mass shootings, we can say they're crazy, and they are. But we can't say it has nothing to do with us. Because if we live in a society that is a global body, then I would offer that these people are social aneurysms. Mm-hmm. They are weak cells. And yes, they are accountable for what they do and they're responsible. And that's true. And we have created a society that is so pressurized that we have an epidemic of weak cells exploding. So we can say, yes, these people must be held accountable for the harm and the terrible things they're doing. But what we can do is say, how can we depressurize our society so that less cells are exploding?
Okay, so because I do shows on health and wellness and holistic and personal responsibility. I have a little bit more information with that as I have been looking, because it's been bothering me, these mass shootings. You know, there's so many things that are happening that we don't know. And one of the things that's happening is we're not learning. You talked about this relationship and how joining with others and how that allows things to grow. But our relationship within, with the creator that is within us, has been detached as well. So you have that portion, right? Because we're reaching out to others, but we seldom look within to have that relationship within. Then you have the pharmaceutical industry, because people don't know how to be sad anymore. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to allow that sadness to permeate through us and go outside of us. And so we're forgetting. And so what we're doing instead is we're giving these kids or these people a pill that has incredible side effects. Then you have the food industry that is giving us foods that are devoid of nutrients. Now the body is not responding the way or healing the way it needs to. Then we have games, gaming, and we have kids that are playing hours and hours of shooting and killing and maiming people and getting points for it. Then you have parents that allow this to happen. There is a community of turning heads of all these things that are happening, that's creating the perfect storm. Can we blame one? Just like all these stories that you've collected in your book, Mark, you go back and you see this common thread in all these stories, the stories of the Holocaust, where you see that nobody did anything for a long time. And then it was just one step. And then all of a sudden, people are being killed and people just don't know what to do. The same thing's happening here again.
Let me quickly tell a story that, yes, as a way, because we're coming up on our time, I see.
I know.
Yeah. So this is a story of a beautiful story about Wu Feng, who was a diplomat in the 1700s to Taiwan for what was then now Taiwan, but it was Aboriginal then. And there was he was basically put in an outpost, and he was an ambassador to a Aboriginal tribe whose custom was to behead one person every year for the sake of the community. And so every year Wu Feng would talk to the chief and try to explain, you don't have to do this. And the chief would listen respectfully, silent, and then he would excuse himself and behead the one person. And finally, after 25 years, Wu Feng heard himself in the middle of pleading with the chief not to do this, and something came in him, and he said, no, if you kill this time, it will be me. And the chief, having come to love Wu Feng, couldn't kill him, and the beheading stopped. And the power of that story and why it's so important to me is that persuasion, debate, nothing mattered, beliefs. There was time enough for love to become the overriding principle. And, you know, if Wu Feng, and he could have been killed, but the courage to be what we talk about at some point intercedes, and the courage that to trust that things that matter take time, and that if it took 25 years, if he had said that the first year, he might have been beheaded.
That's right. be sure of that.
So I think that it's so important in all the things we've been talking about that love really is the thing that helps us discover that we're more together than alone.
Love trumps everything. Wonderful book. Thank you so much, Mark Nepo, for creating this beautiful book, More Together Than Alone, and chronicling all the times where our community came together. Thank you very much. And I'm looking forward to talking off the air. And to you, my listening friends, please remember, I'll be right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day
ever.
Ever. Good job.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott radio show are intended for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own